1600 WOND, South Jersey's news talk leader. Listen online at WONDradio.com.
It's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Zooming to number one, Colin Kaepernick football jersey sales in the 49ers website from 20th place a couple of weeks ago before he started his protest of sitting during the national anthem. That from the San Francisco Chronicle this past hour. Safety will be maintained at 49ers home games, even as the police officers union threatens to boycott the stadium because of Kaepernick, says Santa Clara Police Chief Michael Sellers, adding that he has met with the union president.
I think that in law enforcement, we need to take the high road. You know, people will say things and do things that we may not agree with, but that is their right, and we're here to uphold the Constitution.
The chief says he hopes to resolve the issue with the police union. A flood emergency continues in Pasco County, Florida, after Hurricane Hermine, says Governor Rick Scott, warning people to follow any upcoming orders to evacuate.
Around the state, we've had a lot of issues the last few days, and unfortunately, we have people that don't have power around our state.
Forecasters say Hermine, headed up the East Coast but offshore, is churning dangerous rip currents with potential flooding, closing beaches to millions, and could again become a hurricane. ABC's Aaron Katursky is on a beach in West Hampton, New York's Long Island.
To many, it's a confusing storm. There's no rain, the sun is out, and it's in the mid-70s, so it feels like a day when you should be able to go to the beach. But as you walk onto the sand, you see the giant red sign that warns of dangerous rip currents and instructs people no swimming, and the lifeguards are out just to make sure that's enforced. There are a few families digging in the sand and just watching the ferocious water.
The U.S. and Russia are reported struggling to keep alive negotiations to end the bloodshed between U.S.-backed rebels and Syria's Russian-aligned regime. Top diplomats are still trying on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, where President Obama expresses skepticism about it. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, you've worked hard all year. You deserve a little me time. But before you leave for that vacation, what should you consider to make all your valuables safe?
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Did you know that according to Safewise, almost 60% of intruders used forcible entry to gain access to a home? Nearly 30% entered through an unlocked door. ADT can monitor your doors and windows and can call authorities to alert them of any suspicious activity. This tip is brought to you by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years.
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
We dodged a bullet with Hermine staying farther offshore. That limits the impact. Still partly to mostly cloudy skies. Rest of today, tonight, tomorrow. Maybe some showers clipping the immediate shore. Not a concern. It will be breezy at the beaches. Mid to upper 70s by day, 60s at night. Some tidal flooding. The morning high tide Monday still of concern. 10 to noon. And still some beach erosion. In the Longport Media 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist Dan Skelton.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
And good afternoon. Taking a look at traffic through the area, we do have things in Ocean View. Stop and go, not Route 9 southbound between Ocean View Road or Woodbine Ocean View Road and Seattle Boulevard. As far as the Garden State Parkway goes, things are moving along fairly well. No real backups or delays. A little sluggish if you're heading through the Great Egg Toll area. We've got in Mays Landing Route 40 between Mill Street and Cape May Avenue, a bit on the slow side. Also, Route 9 southbound between 109 and Seashore Road. As far as the Atlantic City Express goes, a little sluggish heading into town at the end of it, approaching Fairmont Avenue. No other major backups or delays, and that includes all the way out to the $3 tolls. This report brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Also the place with national brands like Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and Roundup, and the local expertise you need to prep your lawn and garden for next spring. Stop by Ace today. Stock up on everything you need for next season. Only at Ace, the helpful place. I'm Donna Bradley for Radio You Can Depend On. News Talk 1400 WOND.
All right, you've worked hard all year. You deserve a little me time. But before you leave for that vacation, what should you consider to make all your valuables safe?
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Did you know that according to Safewise, almost 60% of intruders used forcible entry to gain access to a home? Nearly 30% entered through an unlocked door. ADT can monitor your doors and windows and can call authorities to alert them of any suspicious activity. This tip is brought to you by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer.
And that's just what we're planning to do all day on Monday, Labor Day, on News Talk 1400 WOND. Take us along with whatever you're doing, because we'll be live and local from 6 a.m., starting with Don Williams, until 10 p.m. with Dan Klein. No best ofs or old recordings here. All of your favorite on-air personalities live, along with our award-winning local and national news, that all-important Dan Skeldon weather forecast and real-time traffic updates. Plus, David Spatz will be broadcasting live from Cape May, and he's bringing back a whole load of fudge from the Fudge Kitchen, and we'll be giving it away all day. What better way to keep the taste of summer alive than with fudge from the original Fudge Kitchen? Simply call in whenever you hear us play Gonna Say Goodbye on Monday, and you'll win a pound of fudge. Live and local makes a difference, and so does fudge from the Fudge Kitchen. Keep your radio set all day Monday to News Talk 1400 WOND.
Labor Day weekend is here. This is DJ David Joel Stevens, and this is it. The final weekend to party at Jerry Blavitt's legendary Memories in Margate as we say goodbye to the summer season of 2016. So to celebrate, Memories opens its doors Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night as we dance the night away. Thursday, join David Allen Pratt from Cool 98.3 for Name That Tune beginning at 7 p.m. Friday, join the Geeter for Happy Hour from 5 till 7 and dance the night away as the party continues right into the night with DJ Desiree and yours truly playing all the classics right up to today's hits. Saturday, Happy Hour begins at 4 p.m. and I go live at 7 to kick off the Saturday night dance party. Then the Geeter takes you into the night at 8, and later on, DJ Eddie Stank plays the hits till 4 a.m. Sunday, it's the last hurrah dance party at Memories. Doors open at 4 p.m. and we go live at 8 to bid farewell to the summer season of 2016. So join us all weekend long. It's Jerry Blavitt's Memories in Margate, where together we can make
so many memories.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Go from tank to tankless. Make the right play by choosing Rinnai tankless water heaters. Get yourself out of hot water at home by choosing the best water heater solution available. Why don't you tell us about the last time you were in hot water with your significant other? Visit GetHotWater.com to submit your story for a chance to be part of our weekly giveaway for football tickets. The grand prize winner will have a chance to win a pair of playoff tickets or a Rinnai water heater. Visit Rinnai.us for more information about their innovative products. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 18 years or older to enter. Weapon data rates may apply.
For complete and up-to-date total traffic in South Jersey, listen weekends to News Talk 1400 WOND.
Hi, I'm Danielle Ford, owner of Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort, located in Millville, New Jersey, on a beautiful, family-owned, 60-acre farm that has been in operation for more than 30 years. Pampered Pup is committed to making your pet stay the ultimate in comfort and care. 18 suites have been designed with your pet's needs in mind, in various styles, including VIP for the very important pooch in your family. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort is surprisingly affordable. We offer bundle specials, indoor and outdoor recreational facilities, one-on-one activity, daycare, flat-screen TVs, and so much more. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort is your pet's safe harbor for all seasons, especially during inclement weather. We are located within 40 minutes of Atlantic City. Call us at 856-327-3880 or go to our website, PamperedPupKennels.com. Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Resort, your pet's home away from home, where our motto is, warm hearts for wet noses.
Let Sunshine Organic Cleaners brighten up your day with on-premises professional cleaning and impeccable tailoring for your perfect wardrobe. Owners Ron and Chin have been happily servicing South Jersey patrons for over 25 years. Convenient drive-through service and same-day in by 10 a.m. dry cleaning is always available. Sunshine Cleaners takes pride in specializing in delicate items, wedding, and prom gowns. Sunshine Organic Cleaners' friendly professional service also does local pickup and delivery for your convenience. Prepay and receive 15% off of your dry cleaning. New customers will receive 20% off on their first time cleaning. Being a longtime customer of Sunshine Organic Cleaners has allowed me to always look my best. I highly recommend the professional, courteous service of Sunshine Organic Cleaners for your special wardrobe. Sunshine Organic Cleaners is centrally located at 1630 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 609-641-6324. Bring a little sunshine into your life. Come in and say hello to Ron and Chin at Sunshine Organic Cleaners and see how your wardrobe will shine.
National Hurricane Preparedness Month. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Young, host of A Pause for Your Pet, brought to you by Curexa.
And I'm Mark Taylor, pharmacist, owner of Curexa, formerly Jersey Shore Pharmacy. Our name has changed, but not our superior quality product. Compounding medication solutions for juniors to seniors to pets.
September is National Hurricane Preparedness Month. If a natural disaster strikes, what happens to your pet? Pets left behind are likely to be injured, lost, or worse. Preparing a disaster plan for your pet is important for all animals, particularly for livestock due to their size and requirements.
Ensure your pet is microchipped and registered. Prepare a pet emergency go kit with food, bottled water, carrier, first aid supplies, medication, medical records, vet details, a safety harness and leash, toys and blankets. Carry a picture of your pet in your wallet or phone.
When you have a medication problem, Curexa is your compounding solution.
Curexa prepares hard-to-find medications, customized creams, and specially flavor medication in easy-to-give forms for dogs, cats, and exotic pets. Curexa provides superior quality products with a caring, knowledgeable service.
Curexa, superior compounding excellence. For more information, visit Curexa.com.
South Jersey's News Talk. 1400 WOND.
If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree, I'd study elephant and eagle, buffalo and beagle, alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros? I'd say, of coceros. Can't you?
Live from the studios of Longport Media, News Talk 1400 WOND presents A Pause for Your Pet with Lori Young. It's everything you need to know about your pet. And now here's Lori Young.
Good afternoon. How is everyone today on this beautiful Labor Day post Hermaine, like Hermione Gingold, whatever. I don't know where they come up with these names. Why don't they get some nice names like Hurricane Jack or Hurricane Mary? No, it's got to be these exotic names. Well, she is a tropical storm. So I would like to say hello to all of you. Hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend and with hopes of Hermaine passing us by. We are smack dab in the middle of hurricane season. And very, very important. You know, it's important to know what we should be doing with our pets during hurricane season. How we can do a go bag, what happens if our pets run away. So my special guests today are Debbie and Matt Geisinger, the founders of I Lost My Dog, a search, rescue, and recovery group located in Toms River, New Jersey. I Lost My Dog Rescue also helps dogs that have been abandoned or deserted. And I guess, kitties, if you guys come across them, right? Cats also. Debbie's going, oh, yeah, anything. As long as it has four legs, right, Deb?
Right.
Two-legged, stay away, okay? You can help yourself. Deb and Matt's I Lost My Dog is located in Toms River, New Jersey. And I Lost My Dog Rescue, again, also helps abandoned or deserted pets. giving them shelter, medical attention, and rehabilitation, that is. They are a wonderful group of loving volunteers that are helping to save and rescue abandoned animals, be it through lost, abandonment, or injury. If you'd like to speak with Debbie or Matt, and or just call in to say hello, let us know what's going on for your weekend, if you're preparing for the storm, or if you're not, which I hope you are. And I hope you have a go bag for you and your pets. You never know. Sandy was the same way, and boom, she hit big time. I know, because I was I was part of those crazy people that stayed on the island. I didn't evacuate when Christy said, get off the beach or something. No, I stayed because I had my pet. And many of us do not want to evacuate because we have our pets. And what do? So Deb and Matt are going to help us along the way, myself also if I can. So if you'd like to speak with Debbie or Matt about Lost My Dog or myself, just call in to say hi. Give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. And our question of the day is brought to you by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. To the winner goes a certificate for pastry from Christine's. And also to the winner goes a free weekend at Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, Grooming Center, Training Center, and Daycare. They are wonderful. Danielle adopts everything. So right now she has Bob the goat. She has pygmy goats. She has chickens. She has alpacas. These are rescue animals that were left to fend for themselves because their people didn't have any more money to take care of them, or they were, they were losing their home. So Danielle brings them in, and she's a great gal. So she also works with a rescue group herself, and Oasis Rescue Group, and also a free month of dance for any new customers. Mary Lynn and Sean, owners of Dance and Fitness on Fire Road in Northfield, New Jersey. You will also receive a free month. And if you'd like to speak once again to my guest Debbie Mac Geisinger, Lost My Dog, or give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. News Talk 1400 WOND. We are always streaming live on WONDradio.com. My producer behind the dials is the wonderful Brianna. Hey, Bri.
Hey, Lori.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are
good.
You?
Good. We're going to be doing updates, right, during weather forecast updates.
We do have an additional weather update because
awesome.
The forecast has changed changed a little bit in the past 24 hours, so we'll keep you updated with that.
For the best, right?
Yes. Thank goodness.
Good, good. Well, you know what? God only knows. He's our ruler. Mother Nature has her own sense of humor, so we follow what Mother Nature does. But we do want to be prepared, and Matt and Debbie and myself, we're going to help you today with emergency management preparedness for your pets. Again, a traffic report update and weather update every weekend on the half hour, especially today through September, here on News Talk 1400 WOND. We will be bringing you traffic report updates, weather report updates, keeping you hopefully ahead of any inclement conditions that may be happening today with the storm with Hermine. I don't know. How do you pronounce that? How are we pronouncing that? Hermione? How do we?
I think it's Hermine.
No, I think it is.
Hermine?
Yeah.
I think it's Hermine.
Hermine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it sounds like she's Egyptian or Middle Eastern. I don't know. What is that name? I don't know. We come up with the craziest names. Okay, we need a Matt or a Debbie, right?
Yeah, no, that's...
You're a hurricane on yourself,
I don't know
Dad.
People disliking me.
No!
Hurricane Bruce. Make it easy.
Make it easy. Uh-oh. Okay, who's Bruce? I must be somebody that you like, Matt.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why don't we do Hurricane... Chris Christie. Why don't we do Hurricane Chris? So, again, you want to be tuned into us, News Talk 1400 WOND, because you're going to get the best reports in South Jersey. Ron and Chin, the owners of Sunshine Organic Cleaners, one of my wonderful sponsors, is offering their customers, both new and existing, 20% off of any of their dry cleaning, and any resident in Atlantic County, they will pick up your cleaning and deliver it right back to you. So they have wonderful service. They do great cleaning. They are my guys who do, they're one of my sponsors, but they also do a wonderful job on all my clothes. So go over and visit them. They are on Tilton Road. That is Sunshine Organic Cleaners, Ron and Chin, and they are wonderful. So go in and say hello to them, okay? I'm going to promo right now. Do I have that? Yeah. Before we get started, I have... Okay, I'm going to give the Cape May. Do we have them? I don't know. Yes, we do. All right, so Leslie and Judy over at the Cape May County Animal Shelter. They are great gals. Non-kill. Can't say any shelter is a non-kill. They are the lowest kill in the state. And the Atlantic County Animal Shelter needs to take a page from their book. So Leslie said, Lori, can you please promo? Okay, we have Cindy over there. Cindy is a 10-year-old pit mix. I don't want to call them pet parents because they're not pet parents as far as I'm concerned. They got Cindy as a young dog for the children. Children are now grown up, gone to college. No time for Cindy. She's turned in. Is that disgusting out there?
Sad.
Very sad.
Sad.
10 years old. So after 10 years of having a home and a roof over her head, she's turned into, she doesn't know what she's going to, what is she going to do? This is such a, you know, they're great there, though. The Cape May County Animal Shelter are great. What are they going to do? Okay, what is she going to do? You know, 10 years old, she's used to having her home, her food, everything given to her.
Well, luckily, dogs acclimate very easily. Thank God for that.
It's just sad, though. I mean, what if you know, what if our parents said, hey, you're
no, it's sad. It's sad that someone would do that. I mean, that's a family member,
mm-hmm.
and how you could do that after, you know, so many years of unconditional love that Cindy has given that family. But sometimes things happen for a reason, and there might be someone out there that needs Cindy as much as she needs them.
Aww.
Because many times when we've adopted dogs out, we found that not only did we save the dogs, but we saved that person.
Aww, absolutely. So absolutely.
Sometimes, you know, like we said about Hermaine, God has a plan. We
yes,
don't know
does.
What it is, but, you know.
He always does, and it's not for us to know. It's just for us to believe in the mystery of the Lord, and we do. We go along, and if you're spiritual, and everybody should be, because there is a greater power, whatever it is that you believe it is, it's everyone's own definition, but there is a greater power. We are not the almighty beings. We answer to a higher force, doing good and bad eventually at the end of our life, and doing good is helping our animals and being kind to our neighbors and being kind to people. The other baby that's there. We have a few more, but we're going to do them next week, is Sophie, 9-year-old great dog, dumped because they could not afford a veterinarian. Okay? So, you know, what is this? Give people a call. Help us with the vet bills. I mean, talk to your vet. Maybe your vet will waive the fee, or you can pay them off in slow and in small increments that we've all done at times when we've had big vet bills. You know, just don't dump the dog. Okay?
Unfortunately, we do see this all the time. And there's a lot of vets, like you said, that are willing to help.
Yes.
They really are.
They are.
And there's people out there, you know, they have the GoFundMe accounts. If you put your plea out there, people are always willing to help you.
You know, you've seen it yourself, I'm sure, Deb and Matt, right?
You know what?
All the time.
We personally, recently, just a couple of weeks ago, I came home from an event for another rescue that we support. And our little 3.5-pound chihuahua that we rescued was in heart failure. And we had to rush him up to North Star.
Great place.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. And, you know, I had to give him $1,900 right then and there, which I didn't have it.
Who has that?
So we have some great, great friends and family with the Lost Dog Search and Rescue. And one of our volunteers and board members, she let me use her care credit.
Wow.
$3,500 later, he's home, though.
Didn't North Star say, hey, you can pay me?
No.
All right. Well,
no.
North Star, I love you, but you know what?
They want the money.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be about that. Let me tell you, Dr. Gouda last week was on my show. This is Dr. Gouda. He's wonderful. He is the South Jersey Animal Hospital, and he has taken over for Dr. Clinton. Dr. Gouda offered out to any rescue group. That is a rescue group. He will spay and neuter your pets and see them for free.
Oh, that's great. That's
He's
good.
In Medford. He's an angel. He's a doll. Now, if he could do it as a small practice, these large practices can do it. My word's out to you. I like your North Star. I really do. And I like Red Bank. But you know what? You need to have a little bit more compassion. These are people, Debbie and Matt, who are out there. No, it shouldn't be.
I know it
shouldn't be. Listen, you know, a business is a trucking business or construction. That's
right.
A business. This
not
is
not when lives are concerned.
Absolutely. Human and or our animals, our beloved animals. So those are those two babies. And they are from, those are from Leslie and Judy over at the Cape May County Animal Shelter. Cindy, 10-year-old pit mix. Cindy needs a home, please. Sophie, a 9-year-old, great dog. She was dumped. Her name is Sophie. So please give a call, 465-8923. That's Leslie, 609-465-8923. Cape May County Animal Shelter. They do wonderful things for animals. Please go over. Maybe you can adopt Cindy or Sophie. Maybe you want both of them, okay? They're great dogs. Please go over and visit. They need your love, compassion, they need a home. The other baby that's up today for adoption, her name is Ashes, and she's from the 11th Hour Rescue. Oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous. I downloaded her picture from, you know, what Roger sends me. That's Roger Kaiser over at the 11th Hour. They do great things. Ashes is a domestic long-haired cat with a beautiful silky coat. She's about 4 years old. She was found alone in a neighborhood. She's got long hair. She's got golden eyes. She's gorgeous and was probably left behind when her owners, I'm going to call them owners. I don't call them pet parents. They don't deserve that title. When they moved, Ashes loves relaxing in the sun and is very low maintenance. She would do best in a home with older, more considerate children, and she prefers to be the only kitty cat in the home. That's understandable. So if you know that up front, that's how you address this. Ashes could live with a dog who is also low maintenance and low key, and would let as long as you know he or she would let the dog would let her have her space, which they should. She loves attention but is not a lap cat. Ashes also likes to play with toys and is very obedient. She likes to play. She likes to play with you, but she's not. Again, she's not a lap cat, so you need to know that. She is spayed and up to date on all vaccinations. And to read more about Ashes and the other wonderful, wonderful babies that are up for adoption through the 11th Hour, please visit ehrdogs.org, ehrdogs.org, or call 973-664-0865. Now, don't take that number, Deb. Make sure she does it, because you know, Gabby.
I've got a house full of animals.
And you do. 973, I love that, though, 664-0865. Okay, there we go. Now, so you heard about, and also I just got to give a little promo to Dr. Feldman, Dr. Raphael, Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. They're awesome. Give them a call, 609-601-1000, and they are community leaders. They're animal lovers, and Dr. Feldman is tops in the field of helping people look their best through many procedures of dermatology, enhancing appearances with body contouring, eyelid, face, and neck lifts, nose and ear reshaping, scar revision, and youthful gaining injectables, plus laser surgery and reconstructive surgery for any problems you may have. Dr. Feldman is also always offering 15 to 20% discounts on most procedures. He is the chairman of the board of Atlantic Care and the director of plastic surgery at Shore Memorial. Please contact Dr. Feldman's friendly office. I'll call and say hi to Barb over there, any of the two Barbs. And for a consultation, he is the best in what he does, both Dr. Raphael and Dr. Feldman. Give them a call, 609-601-1000. They are great people, compassionate, loving people.
That number I'll take.
You don't need it, girl. You don't need that. You do not need that. All right, let's go. We're going to do our little update with the news. But first, let me introduce my wonderful guest. I Lost My Dog organization is a search and rescue group located in Toms River, New Jersey. The group services are free, and time is always of the essence when trying to find a lost pet. The organization also helps to find lost and abandoned dogs, giving them medical care, food, shelter, and Debbie's hands-on love and mats. They also bring any and all animal abusers to justice. Yes, out there, so listen up. Today, we're going to speak with Debbie and Matt about a lot of different topics, but incorporating emergency management for pets. It's an honor and a pleasure to welcome back my dear friends, Debbie and Matt Geisinger, the directors of I Lost My Dog, and the wonderful volunteers who make it all possible.
Well, Lori, thank you and Bree for having us.
Always
welcome.
Always. You guys are great.
It's a very warm welcome we get.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Do we need to go to our commercial yet? How many minutes do we have, Bree? We got to. We're going to go. I don't want to start talking to Debbie and Matt because I want to give them the whole chunk of a half hour. But stay with us. We have Matt and Deb Geisinger of I Lost My Dog. They are wonderful, compassionate people, and they can help you find your dog after the summer if you've lost a dog. We're going to talk about emergency management, why pets run away during disasters and storms, and what we need to do and what we can do. So stay with us and give us a call for our question of the day, 927-1100, 927-1100. And our question of the day is brought to you by the wonderful Christine Italian Pastry Shop, and that is Suzanne and Caroline, who do a great job over there. Stay with us, and we're going to read our question of the day after our message from Christine's Italian Pastry Shop.
A Pause for Your Pet contest question of the day is sponsored by Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, located at 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey. Suzanne's assorted pastries, cakes, pies, cookies, cupcakes, specialty items, breads, and gluten-free products are perfection.
I have been a customer for years, and there's nowhere else that I would rather go for an Italian rum cake. It's the best you've ever tasted. All of Christine's pastries and breads are made to your desire and exact specifications. Owner Suzanne goes above and beyond to please all of her customers. Everyone is special at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop. Holiday bread items, pastry, and cookie trays are always available. Satisfy your sweet tooth with the best pastry and specialty items in South Jersey at Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, 316 Tilton Road, Northfield, New Jersey, 609-646-5666.
Here we go. Okay, give us a call, 927-1100. Today's a New Jersey Day. New Jersey state bird is the North American seed-eating member of the finch family, averaging 4.5 inches in length, that breeds across southern Canada from British Columbia to Newfoundland and through most of the United States, north of the Gulf of Mexico and core southwestern states. The male of the species takes on a brilliant canary yellow plumage with a jet black cap and has a very pleasing call song. You're going to call with, and here is the other one. Governor Brendan Byrne, we got two for you. Sponsored legislation in 1977 naming this animal as New Jersey's state animal as and is included in New Jersey's state seal. Governor Byrne stated that this animal is truly deserving of the title of New Jersey's deserving state animal. What is the name of New Jersey's state bird and this deserving state animal? Please give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. Our state bird, our state animal, call us. We'll be back after these important messages from the news.
All I have in life is gone. Stormy weather.
Crawling along at 6 miles an hour, the storm system that once was Hurricane Hermine, still packing 70-mile-per-hour winds, about 300 miles south-southeast of the eastern tip of New York's Long Island, moving east-northeast. Because it's offshore, while Hermine churns dangerous rip currents and closes beaches on Labor Day weekend, skies along much of the East Coast are sunny. ABC's Jim Dolan in New Jersey.
They are expecting some moderate flooding. There is a state of emergency for Ocean County. They are still taking this storm seriously, but folks here think that the damage will be minimal and they'll be able to mostly ride it out.
Parts of Florida dealing with flood emergencies with possible evacuations ahead in the wake of Hurricane Hermine, say state officials. Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels have kicked out ISIS fighters from the last strip of territory controlled along the Syrian-Turkish border, according to Turkey's state-run news agency. And a Syrian opposition group trying to get a ceasefire in Syria's civil war, top U.S. and Russian diplomats at the G20 summit in China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
News Talk 1400, WOND, South Jersey weather.
We dodged a bullet with Hermine staying farther offshore. That limits the impact. Still partly to mostly cloudy skies. Rest of today, tonight, tomorrow. Maybe some showers clipping the immediate shore. Not a concern. It will be breezy at the beaches. Mid to upper 70s by day, 60s at night. Some tidal flooding. The morning high tide Monday still of concern. 10 to noon. And still some beach erosion. In the Longport Media 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist Ann Skelly.
News Talk 1400 WOND, South Jersey traffic.
Traffic looking pretty good around the shore this afternoon. This traffic report brought to you by ACE. Traveling around the area, a little heavy on the eastbound side of the Atlantic City Expressway from the Egg Harbor Tolls to Mays Landing. No problems on the westbound side of the expressway. Garden State Parkway is moving very well right now. You'll see a little bit of a delay on southbound Tilton Road from the Black Horse Pike to 322, and not too much of a delay, though. Also, some volume on 322 and Wrangleboro Road in Egg Harbor Township, and you will find construction on Route 50 in both directions at Route 49. That's scheduled through September the 30th. No problems to report on Route 9 and other area highways looking pretty good right now. ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. It's also the place with national brands like Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Ortho, and Roundup, and the local expertise you need to prep your lawn and garden for next spring. Stop by ACE today to stock up on everything you need for next season. Only at ACE, the helpful place. I'm Jenny Robinson for Radio You Can Depend On. News Talk 1400 WOND.
WOND Pleasantville.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
You are the apple. Yes, you are the sunshine of my life forever and ever. All the time you are, and you know who you are. Now here we go. Did anybody guess that, Brie? No. Okay, we had one person call in. Okay. I guess it was incorrect. Come on, everybody. Google our state bird and our state animal. You know who it is. Come on, we're New Jerseyans. We need to know this. And if you want to listen to our song, it's by Red Mascara. Google our New Jersey state song by Red Mascara. The lyrics are really, really cute. They talk about big-haired girls and pizza-loving Italians, and that's who we are here in New Jersey.
That's New Jersey.
It's New Jersey for you. So please give us a call, 927-1100, 927-1100. You know the answer, state bird. We need to know that anyway. Anyway, you Google that. It tells you everything that we do in the state. Debbie and Matt said it was the, who'd you say it was? The state animal was who?
No. I said that kidding around.
What was the kidding around that you said?
The Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil, right. That would have to be some kind of, the Jersey Devil, right? Well, I guess that's an animal. He's an animal. All right, so we're going to start. Hopefully we'll get a call from someone, 927-1100. Come on, give us a call. Win it all. Natural disasters like floods, earthquakes, and hurricanes are terrifying, especially if you are unprepared for them. Do you have an emergency plan or kit in place to keep your whole family, especially your pets, safe and sound? We can fend for ourselves. Our babies can't. They totally depend on us. My special guests are Deb and Matt Geisinger to help us with what we need to prepare for our pets in case of emergency evacuation and management, and also to tell us about what to do when we do lose our pet. Never leave your pet behind. Right, Matt and Debbie? Welcome.
Never.
Okay. So never leave your pet behind. Oh, we have somebody. Awesome. We got a winner. All right. We have Jim from Galloway. Hey, Jim. How are ya?
How are you? How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Jimmy is Jimmy, are you the Jim from South Jersey Gas?
No.
You're not. You're another Jim.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, I thought you were. Jim, yes. Okay, what is the answer, Jim?
Well, the state bird is the goldfinch.
Yes.
And the state animal is the horse.
You got it.
Very good.
Yes. That's awesome. Did you Google to find out, Jim? I hope you did.
No, I pretty much, knew it from, before reading when you read the state capitals and stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of information they put on there.
There's a lot of cool information when you Google about the state of New Jersey. It's hard to believe, but there is. All are different. And of course, the horse was designated by Brendan Byrne, correct?
Yes.
In 1977. Here in South Jersey, we have White Horse Pike, Black Horse Pike. So that's in dedication, hopefully, to the horses. Well, Jim, thank you so much. You live in Galloway, Jim?
Yes.
Do you have any pets?
I have 4 dogs and a cat.
Oh, my gosh, you are deserving. Real quick, rattle off the names of your pets, the dogs.
Sandy, Hazel, Lucy, and Bud.
Oh, and who is your kitty cat? What's your cat's name?
Her name is Roxy.
Hey, Roxy, hi. Well, Jim, thank you so much. You know where we are, 1601 New Road in Lynnwood, New Jersey. Come on down. You won it all. You win the pastry certificate. You win a free month of dance for you, your girl. It doesn't matter, your girlfriend or your wife. It doesn't matter. It's maybe a friend. And also, you have a free weekend for any of your babies at Pampered Pup Luxury Pet Hotel, Cattery, or Doggy. They have a dog kennel there also. It's a wonderful, wonderful hotel. And you're good to go. So thank you. Come in between Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, and see Pretty Megan at the front desk, and she'll give you your certificate.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for listening, okay?
All right.
Okay. Be careful out there. Have a safe holiday weekend, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Matt and Deb, before we go any further, I want to know why your organization was started. I lost my dog. Tell us a little bit about that.
Go ahead. You tell them.
Well, years ago, about 8 years ago, we had a pit bull that had separation anxiety. So I put him in a doggy daycare a couple of hours a day for just a few days a week. And I put him in with one of our other dogs where he wouldn't feel alone. Anyway, long story short, they left 2 gates and a door open and he escaped.
Who's they?
They had young kids working at the facility and they, And so anyway, he was missing for 4 days, and we had a group of our friends, about 12 of us, out there, sunrise to sunset, and we looked for him. We put flyers up. We offered reward. I mean, we did everything. We searched. We called the police, animal control. We physically checked all the shelters around us, and we couldn't find them. We were doing everything possible, and we just felt so helpless.
You know, when something like that happens, you really don't know who to turn to or where to go. You're not thinking straight. You're
Absolutely.
Confused. And we wish at the time someone was there to help us.
Well, so, you've made up for the people that weren't helping them.
Fortunately, 4 days later, we found him. He was found in an apartment complex.
Aww.
And he was on his way home.
Aww.
He was close to home when he was found.
He knew.
But
poor
that's baby. When we started knowing that feeling. Matt would go on Craigslist, and if we saw someone that said that they had lost their dog, we would call and offer to help. And we, you know, as you do it, the more you do it, you see a pattern that certain dogs always take.
Yes.
And we've helped in over the 8 years to bring home over 300 dogs.
Wow, that's awesome.
But that's how we became also a rescue, because in searching for dogs, we would find dogs that were dumped.
Mm-hmm.
And they would need
sure.
medical attention, and, you know, I'd bring them to a vet, and then I'd bring them home, and some of them needed behavior modification.
Rehabilitation, yeah, most of them, sure,
yeah.
Yes, that's what they were dumped, probably.
And, you know, then we would adopt them out, and then word of mouth, people would hear that we were doing that, and then I'd have dogs, you know, be called left and right to surrender dogs, rescue dogs, and that's when we became a 501c3
right.
nonprofit, so we could have fundraisers
good.
To help, because the funds we're getting.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Speaking of which, you have a flyer right here. Let's talk about your fundraiser, because I don't want to do it at the end. We're going to do it at the end. We're going to do it now. Tell us a little
yes,
bit about
this. Yes,
we're
having our very first Tricky Tray fundraiser. And now Tricky Tray, it used to be called Chinese Auction, but you
yeah.
can't say that anymore.
Oh.
So it's a Tricky Tray.
Oriental Auction. How's that?
Yeah. Gift basket auction.
Asian
Tricky
Auction.
Tricky Tray. Because
okay.
you cannot say Chinese Auction. So anyway, we're having our very first one. Right now we have close to 200 gift baskets. We have a TV.
Wow.
Appliances, Michael Kors accessories. We have a, we just had a PlayStation 4 donated, which is like a
wow.
$400 item. Which is, and this is all, this is going to be September 17th
mm-hmm.
at the Toms River Elks Lodge,
mm-hmm.
600 Washington Street. Tickets are available. You can call me. My number is 609-276-4939 for tickets. And we also, right now, are selling Mega 50-50s. And that is up to $1,200 right now.
Great.
And those tickets will be on sale until midnight on September 14th. The winner will be called on September 17th at the event. And you don't have to be present to win.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
But this all helps with, you know, medical expenses, spay mm-hmm. and neutering. I mean, we just rescued 23 dogs in the last 7 months from a hoarder, and every single one was flea infested, matted, so we had to pay for grooming.
Well, spay and neutering.
Spay and neutering.
Dr. Gouda, let me, I'm going to get
well, they're
you
done. I mean,
okay,
I got them all done.
Well, you're going to have more.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, Dr. Gouda offered this
yeah.
out. What a great guy. His practice is wonderful. He has a new practice. He's trying to build it up. But he offered that out, and I thought that was so generous. Any rescue group, he will spay, neuter, and, you know, look at the
well,
dogs
I'll have
or
to
whatever.
Get his number.
I'm going to give you his number. You'll fall in love with him. He's a lovely, kind, very soft-spoken gentleman, and he knows his stuff. He's got a great practice. He's got two cats running around there that he just adopted, two babies. They go in my bags whenever I go to say hi to him. They're just adorable.
And
so,
he's going to be a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You'll send people to him. He'll help in return. And it's always a trade-off that yeah. way. People that do good, good comes to them.
Absolutely.
And I totally believe that. Okay, so once again, let's just tell us the date. Where?
The date, September 17th. It's going to be at the Toms River Elks Lodge,
okay.
600 Washington Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested and you'd like tickets, you can call me at 609-276-4939. The tickets are $20 admission, and that includes a tier one sheet of tickets.
Awesome.
You can also, for the information, you could also go to our Facebook page. It's okay. All posted there.
Awesome. Facebook. Okay, great. And is there any, I think the number is good, 609-276-4939. And we're going to promo this again at the end of the show. Debbie and Matt, here's a question. I want to get into the hurricane management, disaster management, but finding a lost pet after summer vacation. I know down in South Jersey, it used to be, I don't know if this is prevalent anymore, people rent, kids rent, adults rent. They'll come down, they want a pet for their children for the summer, and then all of a sudden, at the end of the summer, when they're going back to where they live, they open the door and let the pets go. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but that's very
I'm sure it has.
Very prevalent down here for a period of time. I don't know if it's as prevalent anymore, but when I first moved down here from North Jersey, love my North Jersey. Anyway, I was saying, how could people do that? Open up the door. See you later. I rescued a pit bull. I rescued a pit bull on Ventnor Avenue who was running, and Steve Dash came from the SPCA, Atlantic County, Atlantic City SPCA, and he took the dog because he's a pit bull guy. So I called him. He came out. It was a beautiful red pit running. He said it's probably from someone that just opened the door. It was around September. So that happens here.
Yeah, when you have an animal, that's a commitment, a lifetime commitment. Oh.
Beyond.
A lifetime.
Lifetime.
When we adopt, we're so careful on who we adopt to.
Right.
We ask more questions than the IRS does.
Good.
You know,
I'm glad.
And we do background checks. I do home inspections.
And everyone out there, don't be offended if you go to adopt and, they put me through so much red tape. They do it for a reason. Whether it be Matt and Debbie, if I lost my dog, whether it be any humane society, any rescue group, they do it because they've put a lot of time, energy, and love into this animal, into this dog or cat that has been thrown out, tossed out, kicked to the curb, or lost. This animal needs a home that's going to be a forever home, compassion, and loving pet parents. And Debbie and Matt want to make sure.
You know what? I do it because I feel responsible for that
Absolutely.
Animal. I brought him in. I rescued him. I took responsibility, and I take responsibility for the future of his life.
But you know what, too? Even if you do apply and you reject it for that particular pet, it doesn't mean that you don't meet the qualifications. Mm-hmm. It just means that that particular pet is not good for you.
And not every pet is. There's that perfect person for that perfect pet,
every
and vice
dog,
versa.
Every dog is different. You know, every pet is different. They have different personalities, different energies. And we try to place the dog in the environment that best fits that dog's needs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we have, you know, I've told people, you know, this isn't the right dog for you.
Good. You know. Because you know that you know the dog or cat better than they do. That dog has been living with you. You know their quirks, their goods, their bads. And some people, you know, it needs to fit into their lifestyle. That's the most important thing with any pet that you adopt, you rescue, you purchase from a breeder if that's your choice. I don't see anything wrong with that, as long as they're reputable breeders. If you want a particular breed, make sure that fits your lifestyle. Matt and Debbie, storms. You know, impending,
yes.
Hermine, Sandy, Irene, all these storms. Our animals are very, very prone to run, bolt, jump, get out any way they can because of the storm, because of the fear of the storm, the lightning. Tell us what happens.
Well, animals have a very good sense. They know something's happening. I mean, I noticed my dogs in the last few days. They knew this storm was coming because I could see how they were behaving.
My rat too, yes.
And, you have to be very careful. Don't take anything for granted. A slight, you know, when they're fearful like that, a slight little sound could set them off. They could slip a collar, harness, and they're gone.
Right? Well, also, a dog will watch your actions. If you're nervous, the dog is going to get nervous
Absolutely. And they feel the vibration in the air of a storm before we do. I mean, they're so sensitive and they're so in tune with Mother Nature, so much more than we are. Now, don't assume your pet will be okay for a few days if you leave him or her.
Never, ever.
Leave your pet. Never.
You know what? I wouldn't leave my child. I wouldn't leave my pet.
Absolutely. If I couldn't go, if I had to stay, if my pet had to stay, I'd stay. And that's what I did with Sandy.
And especially after seeing what happened with so many with Sandy.
Ugh.
We should have learned our lesson from Sandy. Don't ever leave your pet behind. If you leave, then you take your pets with you.
Absolutely. They can't fend for themselves. And I don't want to hear, cats are good for 3 days. They're not. You need to be
and
there.
And it might not be 3 days.
Exactly.
So don't assume. You know, don't assume, don't take for granted. Think ahead, be cautious, think for the worst, be prepared.
Right.
And then if it doesn't happen, then, that's a blessing.
And don't wait till the last minute to try to get your pet in a crate.
Make prior arrangements.
Yes,
that's my
exactly.
Go ahead, Matt.
We have
take
a cat. by the name of Larry, and what we did is we put a small kennel upstairs for him, so he's used to it. It's not strange to him. We throw treats in it. We throw toys in it, so he's used to going in and out. So God forbid there's a fire or an emergency, we could get him in there without any problems. But if you wait for the last minute and try to, you know, chase a cat around the house and then grab him and put him in there, you're going to get bit. You're going to get scratched. If you could even catch a cat.
Exactly. Now, also, make prior arrangements. So you want to give a neighbor or a friend, specifically one who is comfortable or familiar with your pet. If the pet has to stay there, they're safe, or it's someone far away who can take the animal, make sure that they're aware and that the pet is in tune with these people. So you need to do that pre. Also, rescue stickers. We need to put, if you're evacuating, please put on your door that you've evacuated, no pets in the house, because these rescuers will come, waste time, try to get in the house. Let them know ahead of time so they can go and help the next person. Right. Very important to put those stickers up. Evacuate safely and evacuate early, like you were just saying. Don't wait till last minute.
Right.
Okay?
Right,
Matt? Make sure that if there's a winter storm, hurricane, don't be the last person to leave town. If it is a evacuation, if we are destined to evacuate, okay? Of course, I didn't listen to Christy, but I was okay. But you need to do that, especially with your animal. Elderly people, they will not evacuate if they have to leave their pets, correct?
That's correct.
It's tough.
Oh, yeah, it's tough. It's very tough with the elderly. We live behind Holiday City, and we see that all the time.
Really?
But they should make arrangements ahead of time if, you know, with something like this happening, because a lot of people physically can't bring their pets with them.
That's
they don't
right.
drive or something like that.
They can't.
So make arrangements for your pets to go somewhere.
Okay.
Don't just leave them behind.
Real quick, there is now a law in people don't know about in the state of New Jersey. I worked on it with Jeff Van Drew, Senator Van Drew. It passed. It was denied first. It passed because I went to Senator Van Drew after Sandy. And you now are allowed to put your pet on the transit, be it bus, be it train, be it whatever, as long as they are on a leash or crated, as long as it's not taking the place of a service animal, okay, right. A service dog or cat. So please know that you can execute your, you can execute this if we have to evacuate, if it's someone who can't evacuate, drive or whatever, you can take the transit with your pet in the state of New Jersey. Know that. It's not out there for public knowledge, and it should be, but you can right now. So I'm telling you straight up, if you have to leave, you can put your pet on a bus, a train, whatever you need, okay? Which is good to know.
Good.
Now let's talk about a pack, an emergency kit, a go kit for your pets as well as ourselves. So we want to check for essentials. What are, like, so we want a leash, we want a collar, okay, right?
You want to make sure everything is ID, too, for your pets. You want an ID on your pet with the number you could be reached at. If you're going to evacuate, don't put your home phone number on the pet. Put a cell phone number on there.
Good.
So God forbid you get separated.
Good point.
They're going to call your house and nobody's going to be there.
Okay. We need water for at least...
Water.
At least... we need at least water for a week, correct?
Yeah. Water
all right.
for a week.
So,
food.
Medications...
Medications.
Medical records. Important documents. Any important documents, especially if your pet is ill or needs medication on a hourly basis, or if your pet is diabetic. We need to know that. The particular food they like, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have beds, blankets. You need to have, if it's cold, you need
their
to
coats.
Have coats and anything, anything, bed blankets that they're used to. You want to also have can openers in case most of them are pop tops now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. ID. Let's talk about the ID, Matt. You were just talking about whether he's microchipped or has ID and updated tags around the collar. It's important that they're always they have proper identification and a picture of you, okay, with your pet. That when if the pet is found, I lost my dog. Go ahead.
No, if you, they have them now that it's like a driver's license, so you could put, ID on the dog. It looks like a little mini driver's license. With your picture.
Okay. So that's good. So it's important because sometimes people will try to adopt the pet and it's not their pet. So you want to make sure in any...
Well, that's why you want to bring the paperwork showing, let's say vet bills and all showing that dog is yours. Should something like that happen,
okay.
Yeah, because it's unfortunate
proof.
That in an emergency situation brings out the best and the worst in people.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can make money off your pet, they're going to try to do that. So you have to be really careful.
Okay.
And as far as packing things, just think of what you would need.
Right.
And do the same for your pet.
Now, you know, what I was doing is, you know, when Brett was stilling and, you know, my other dogs had passed, my babies had passed on. But the thing is, I keep the pack, anything that was not perishable, I keep in a bag ready to go. And then last minute, you could throw anything in if you have to evacuate. Very, very important. And have, really should have two go bags, one in the house and one in the car. Because sometimes you got to get out of there. You can't grab the one, so you keep one in the car as long as it's the non-perishable.
Well, we have that with a knapsack, same
good.
Thing, backpack.
Okay. Now, beware of disease. Natural disasters force us away from home. It's important to always be aware of new surroundings for our pets, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. What they may be prone to. Go ahead, Matt.
The pet is going to be scared to begin with, and then when you take it out of its own surroundings, it's going to be even more terrified. When you put your collar on your pet, you have to make sure their head can't slip through it, because a dog, the first thing they're going to do, they do this naturally, is try to back out of their collar. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to do it because people are afraid that they have the collars on too tight. They're going to choke the dog. So a good alternative is a harness to make sure it fits properly.
But that has to be tight too, because they can slip out of harnesses.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you're right. They can. They can slip out of harnesses. And they can also, and you don't want it too choking on them, especially if it's a small dog.
And you know, use a little common sense too. If you're out with your dog and the dog is fearful, you're a little bit afraid, don't try to introduce it to another dog, because there's not going to be nothing but trouble.
Great point. Now, when there's dogs all together, I mean, if you're in a rescue area and there are a lot of dogs, there are a lot of pets, a lot of times these, you know, like Avalon has, and that's Mayor Palugi, he has a mobile unit that the dogs can stay in. And I think that's a great thing. I think every city should do that. And it was sponsored by a lot of merchants, so it was good. Okay, so what is the main thing? We don't have a lot of time. Let's go so fast when you guys are on. If we lose our dog during a disaster, during a storm, just during any time, what should we do? What are the tips that you need to give us that people need to know, Deb and Matt?
Luckily, they do set up shelters now. You could have to Google it to find your area where the shelter is, and that's where they're going to bring the dog. The shelters, your normal shelter is going to be packed quickly. So they're going to have auxiliary shelters around, and you could just give them a call and find out where the auxiliary shelter is.
Okay.
And look for your dog there.
Okay. Now, what if I'm separated from my pet during a storm or an evacuation? What is the best thing to do, Matt?
Very first thing to do is make sure you're safe.
Okay.
Then you can worry about your pet.
But
now,
notify
human life
the police,
always comes
notify
first.
Notify the authorities. They'll let you know where any dogs, you know, or any pets missing in that area have been taken. And this way you'll know where to go get them.
Now, also, if your pet is not used to a crate, make sure you get this animal used to a crate prior. Okay, right?
Absolutely.
Not last minute, because they'll go crazy. You can't. You won't be able to get them in the crate, and there you go.
See, all our rescues, I crate train them. And we still have crates in the house that we just leave open all the time. And the dogs actually like to go in there. They feel comforted.
You make
so
it a special place for
Yes, yeah. it's, exactly. It's a great...
It's their room. That's what I call it. Go in your room.
Go in your room.
Go in your room.
You know, it's their sanctuary. They like that. They want to get away from all the craziness sometimes, and I think that's a great thing. Let's promo this, Deb and Matt, everything. You guys are going to come back soon, but let's promo the event once again, everybody. Here
we go.
Okay,
our fall gift auction is September 17th. It's at the Toms River Elks Lodge, 600 Washington Street in Toms River. Tickets are being sold now. They're $20. They can be bought at the door also. But the Mega 50-50 is on sale now only until September 14th at midnight.
Okay.
And it's up to $1,200 right now. And my number is 609-276-4939.
Okay. I lost my dog, Debbie and Matt. 609-276-4939. I'd like to thank my wonderful guests, Deb and Matt Geisinger. You guys
thank
are
you
just
for having
thank
us.
You.
For your care, devotion, and kindness to our beloved animals 24/7. Okay. Always, always.
Thank you
guys deserve
thank
it. Please support Matt and Deb. And please, you know, fund me, GoFundMe. Send your donations. They need it because they may be rescuing and finding your dog one day. Okay. So remember that. They may help you. You need to help them right now. They're rescuing everybody's dog out there on their own dollars and cents. Please help them. Give them a call, 609-276-4939, and sponsor and support their mission, okay? Kudos to my producer, Jake Glossy Jr., News Talk 1400, WND producer. Brianna, thank you. Dave Kosky, thanks for running a tight ship and a great station right here, News Talk 1400 WND. Thank you for giving A Pause for Your Pet the opportunity to share the airwaves on this wonderful station. My sponsors who make it all possible, and that is Pampered Pup, Luxury Pet Hotel, Danielle, and Curexa, Mark Taylor, you're the best. Sunshine Cleaners, Ron and Chin, Christine's Italian Pastry Shop, Suzanne and Caroline, thank you. And Sean and Mary Lynn, and thank you for tuning in, being wonderful guests. Congratulations, Jim, on winning the question of the day. The one absolutely unselfish friend that man and women can have in this selfish world, the one that never deserts him, the one that never proves ungrateful or treacherous, is his altogether. Dog! Keep your pets happy and healthy. That's the first step toward their wellness. Remember to always be the person that your pet thinks you are. May your life be blessed with sunshine and rainbows today and every day. God bless you, my beloved Rhett. Rest in the hands of the Lord until we meet again over the Rainbow Bridge. Please stay safe. Keep your pets safe. If you have to evacuate, get out quickly, okay? And have a healthy and happy Labor Day weekend. God bless all of you. Stay safe. Give a big bow wow and meow to your kitties and doggies. Mommy's coming home, Rhett. Stay safe. And listen to News Talk 1400 WND for your weather updates. We'll be back next week. Matt and Debbie, thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you.
God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Live and local radio you can depend on.